I'll be home for Christmas. You can plan on me. These have snow and mistletoe and presents on the tree. Christmas Eve will find you where the love light gleams. I'll be home for Christmas, honey, now only my dreams are.
Welcome to A Conquered Christmas. My name is Christopher the Conquered. We got a very, very special show planned for you tonight. We've got a lot of special guests. And our very first guest of the evening, she's an Iowa native. She went off to London and she performed in musical theater there. And then she came back, started a number of projects, including the electronic pop duo Trouble Lights. She found time to have a couple kids in there as well. And she even found time to come here tonight and be with us. So please welcome to the Concord Christmas stage, Mrs. Adrienne Logsdon.
Could skate away on, but it don't snow here, it stays pretty green. I'm gonna make a lot of money, I'm gonna quit this crazy scene. I wish I had a river I could skate away on. I wish I had a river so wish I had a river I could skate away on. I made my baby cry. Mm-hmm. tried hard to help me, you know. You put me at ease, and you loved me so naughty, made me weak in the knees. I wish I had a river I could skate away. Now I'm gonna lose the best baby that I ever had. I wish I had a river I could skate away on. I wish I had a river so long that I would teach my feet to get away. I made my baby say goodbye. Coming on Christmas, cutting down trees, putting up reindeer and singing songs of joy and peace. But I wish I had a river I could skate away on.
Mrs. Adrian Boxing singing River by Joni Mitchell.
Thank you.
Please welcome to the Conquer Christmas stage, Miss Kelly Kramer. And joining us on clarinet tonight from the NOLA Jazz Band, that stands for New Orleans, Louisiana Jazz Band, Jeff Kane on clarinet. Please welcome him to the Conquer Christmas stage. We're gonna sing a song that a lot of you maybe haven't known, but I uncovered by Googling sexy Christmas songs. And this was done by Ella Fitzgerald. And, you know, it's from a time, an era, I think, when subtlety maybe was appreciated more than we have now in some of our modern music. And so I'll let you think about the meaning of this song. All right. One, a two, a one, two, three, a four.
Santa Claus got stuck in my chimney, stuck in my chimney, stuck in my chimney. Santa Claus got stuck in my chimney when he came last year. Santa Claus got stuck in my chimney, stuck in my chimney, stuck in my chimney. Santa Claus got stuck in my chimney, he won't come back, I fear. There he was in the middle of the chimney, roly-poly, fat and round. There he was in the middle of the chimney, not quite up and not quite down. Santa, please come back to my chimney, back to my chimney, back to my chimney. Santa, please come back to my chimney. They should.
Why, just last Christmas Eve, she waited up for Santa to drop by.
But I nearly missed him, and here's the reason why. Santa Claus got stuck in my chimney, stuck in my chimney, stuck in my chimney. Santa Claus
in My Chimney, originally by Ella Fitzgerald. And now, my next guest has been upholding the American songbook tradition in Des Moines pretty much single-handedly since he was a wee lad. I don't know. But please welcome to the Concord Christmas stage, Mr. Max Wellman.
Thank you. I am very happy to be here on a Concord Christmas year. This is one of my very, very favorite holiday songs. It's called What Are You Doing New Year's Eve? Maybe it's much too early in the game, but I thought I'd ask you just the same. What are you doing in New Year's? New Year's Eve. Wonder who's on. We'll hold you good and tight when it's exactly 12 o'clock that night, welcoming in the new year, a new year's eve. But maybe I'm crazy to suppose that I'd ever be the one that you chose out of 1,000 invitations that you'd receive. But just in case I stand one little chance, here comes that jackpot question in advance. What are you doing a New Year's? A New Year's ever be the one that you chose out of 1,000 invitations that you'd receive. But just in case I stand one little chance, here comes that jackpot question in advance. What are you doing a New Year's? A New Year's Eve. A New Year's Eve.
Mr. Max Wellman. We have not a small group of people for my next special guest, but I'm extremely excited because this is their first time on the Concord Christmas stage. Celebrating its 15th anniversary season, please welcome to the Concord Christmas stage the Des Moines Gay Men's Chorus.
sweet. And thank you, Mr. Concord, very much. Hey, would you repeat after me? El Yivne. Hagalil.
Hagalil.
God will build Galilee. Baruch Yivne.
Baruch Yivne.
Hagalil.
Hagalil.
Blessed is the building of Galilee. We're going to sing in Hebrew for you. And you know, it's hard for the 21st century ear to hear a minor piece and think, oh, that's happy, that's hopeful. But this one is. You'll hear a few notes of a really ancient hymn, 15th century, that talks of God's providence. These highest voices have that. El Yivne Hagalil.
Another round of applause for the Des Moines Gay Men's Chorus. My next guest, I'm hoping she's here because I'm, oh yeah, she's here. If you can tell, this is not complicated at all to make all this happen. But she was just inducted into the Des Moines Jazz Hall of Fame last month. Please welcome to the Concord Christmas stage, Tina Haas Finley. I've invited her here to sing, well, I'm hoping to make it a little bit of a tradition, but she's gonna sing a prayer for y'all.
Oh, holy night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of the dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till he appeared and the soul felt its worth. A thrill of hope, the weary world rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn. Fall on your knees. Christ was born. Oh, night divine, oh, night divine. Truly, he taught us to love one another. His law is love, and his gospel is peace. Chains shall he break, for the slave is our brother, and in his name all oppression shall cease. Sweet hymns of joy in grateful chorus raise we. Let all within us praise his holy name. Christ, Christ is the Lord. Oh, praise his name forever. His power and glory proclaim. His power and his glory evermore proclaim. So let us fall on our knees. Let us hear the angel voices. Oh, no. Divine, oh night, when Christ was born. Oh night, divine, oh night. Oh, night divine.
Get up for Tina Haas Finley. feeling tonight? We feeling okay? If you look on your tables, you got some lyrics. They're really easy, but I printed them out for you because I know that, you know, our attention these days is waning, so it's memory fails us. It's very easy. This song is called Happy Xmas, War is Over. It was written by John Lennon and Yoko Ono. And we're going to sing the words War is Over now, because I don't care who you are. I don't care what your political ideals are or what you think the world should be like. Nobody's a fan of war. Nobody's a fan of people dying for anything, ever. That's what this song is about. So the lyrics you need to know are, war is over if you want it now, all right? Let's sing it together, okay, like this. And we got mics on you, so check it out. Here we go.
War is over if you want it. War is over now.
Again.
War is over if you want it. War is over now.
Okay, so let's hold on a second. I want us to really sing it together, okay? Now, this is my 140th show of 2016. Is that what year it is? I've forgotten. 140th show. We've played in 4 different countries across Europe and all across this country, and there are beautiful people everywhere. And everybody across the world agrees with this sentiment. And the other thing I've learned is that you never know what somebody can be ailing from. I don't know a lot of you people here. I don't know what your day is like or what your life is like. I hope it's going okay, but maybe it's not. I'm not a doctor, but I do know that one really, really, really amazing medicine is people singing together, because the song that we sing together right now in this moment, it only exists in this moment. We sing it now, here, and it will never happen again, okay? So sing it with me like, I don't know, like you believe it, okay? Like this.
If you miss any of your favorite weekend Studio One shows, hear them weekday afternoons at iowapublicradio.org. The Folk Tree is heard Monday at 1 p.m., Java Blend Tuesday at 1 and Friday at 3 p.m., and Backtracks Thursdays at 1 p.m. You can also hear Mountain Stage, American Roots, Thistle and Shamrock, and more on IPR's new 24-hour web stream. Download IPR's free app at Google Play or the iTunes Store.
Please welcome to the Concord Christmas stage, Adam Bruce. They're going to sing a song that a lot of you know, but before they do, we're going to open with an adaptation of a song by Dan Reeder.
I just love to stand by the window here in the kitchen and watch it snow. There is no rhyme or reason. There is no when I stand by the window here in the kitchen and watch it snow. I don't care if the phone should ring. I don't care if there's a knock on my door.
I just stand by the window here in the kitchen and watch it snow. Yes, I just love to stand by the window here in the kitchen and watch it snow.
I'll have a blue Christmas without you. I'll be so blue just thinking about you. Decorations of red on a green Christmas tree won't be the same, dear, if you're not here with me. And when those blue snowflakes start falling, it's when those blue memories start calling, you'll be doing all right with your Christmas away.
Wander with me, if you will, down along the road of time to a Christmas tree next to a crackling fire. Ah, yes, home for the holidays with the love of your life. Close your eyes. There she is, gorgeous, smiling, looking so perfect in that cute seasonal sweater your mother bought her from Kohl's. It was on sale. Somehow you've ended up there after a few ups and downs. You found her and you think you really love her and you think she really loves you. So you've brought her home to meet your parents. And amazingly, they like her. Or at least have given up hope of you bringing home someone they actually do approve of. So have resorted to pretending. And by now, you don't really care. Because she's here and she's smiling and it's warm and outside the weather is, well, actually quite nice since your parents have now retired to Florida. But in your mind, behind your drooping eyes, one glass too many of eggnog in your belly, and let's just say it, one glass of eggnog is one glass too many in your belly. But it's all bubbling inside of you, and you're comfortable, and in your dreams, you're back in Iowa, and it's Christmas, and it's snowing, and the wind is howling, and you're just a little boy thinking of Santa Claus and asking him that one day, will he please give you a girl? No, a woman such as this. And somewhere downstairs, your parents are arguing about something. You can't remember what. It doesn't matter. You aren't scared anymore because you're far away at another Christmas, and you're proposing. And she says yes. And you have a beautiful wedding in the summer in Iowa, and her wedding dress is soaked in sweat from the unbearable humidity. And even then, in your dream, as a little boy, you chastise yourself for deciding to get married in the summer in Iowa. But you do, and it's wonderful anyway. And you honeymoon across Europe or visit the north of Africa or Peru and see all those places you always dreamed of before settling into life, and it's wonderful. And the two of you end up living somewhere in the desert because it seems so romantic. Artists such as yourselves on the wind-swept landscape. Coyotes howling atop a mesa or a butte in the distance. And the little boy in you chuckles at the word butte and how it looks like the word butt. And then you Google to make sure you actually know how to say the word butte, and you stumble upon a list of the hardest words to pronounce in the English language. And the website has the word sorry at the top of the list, like some kind of sick joke. And you think that's quite sad because it's true. But then you find the actual list and find out there's a word you've never heard before. Anti-disestablishmentarianism. And you think to yourself, now there's something I can believe in. And you're happy again. And you learn how to keep scorpions out of the kitchen and tarantulas off the deck, and it's wonderful. And neither of you want to have children because you are morally against bringing children into this dark, troubled world. But you can never tell anyone that because they'll either think you are idiotic or pretentious, or they'll just feel bad for having children themselves. And anyway, it's opinions like these that led you into the desert in the first place. But you are happy in your mutually beneficial self-selected solitude, subtle in its solemnity, but not in its lack of solicitors, and it's wonderful. And later, years later, you somehow trick yourselves into thinking you have achieved enough stability in mind and home and income to adopt a beautiful little girl to do your part in fixing this world, and you try really hard, and she grows up to be the kind of person you always wish she could be. She is perfect and wonderful. And now, later, much, much later, you're sitting next to the love of your life before yet another Christmas tree and yet another crackling fire in Iowa. And you're old, so old, and she is sleeping so beautiful, and time is waning. And you're in love. And as your eyes close, a song plays.
God bless the day I found you. I want your arms around you. And so I beg you to let it be me. And don't take this heaven from, if you must cling to someone now and forever, let it be me.
Complete love without your sweet love. life be?
So don't leave me ever lonely. Tell me that you want me only. Now and forever. Let it be me. All right, look out. That you want me only, and that you will always let it be me.
Let it be me.
Get up for Patrick Tate Fleming. All right, my next guest, please welcome to the Concord Christmas stage, playing guitar on this song, Mr. John Pope. And this fella right here, he's got a new double EP coming out, or it's already out now. It's on Spotify, and it's at lesbianpoetry.bandcamp.com. Please welcome to the Concord Christmas stage, Elliot Burke of Lesbian Poetry. We're going to sing a song for you from Bob Dylan. This portion of the show is non-holiday related, non-holiday songs, but songs that I feel like the theme is relevant to the universal themes of the holiday, which is about reflecting on how we can be better and reflecting on how our year was and trying to, you know, find ways to empathize with others and to draw close to our family, whether it's by blood or the family of all of our human brothers and sisters that we are all together with. So this is a song by Bob Dylan.
Oh, my name, it is nothing, and my age, it means less. For the country I come from is called the Midwest, and it's taught and brought up here the laws to abide, and that the land that I live in has God on its side.
Okay, here we go. The history books tell it. They tell it so well, how the cavalry's charged and the Indians fell. The cavalry's charged and the Indians died. The country was young then, with God on its side.
Broken candy cane.
I've learned to hate Muslims
all through my whole life. If another war starts, then it's them we must fight. To hate and to fear them, to run and to hide, and accept it all bravely with God on my side.
Now the Vietnam War boys, they're living at their fates, and the reason for fighting, well, I never got straight, though I learned to accept it, accept it with pride. Cause you don't count the dead when God's on your side.
Through many dark hours, I've been thinking about this, how Jesus Christ was betrayed by a kiss. But I can't think for ya, you'll have to decide. If Judas Iscariot had God on his side.
As I'm leaving, I'm weary as hell. The confusion I'm feeling, ain't no tongue can tell. The words fill my head and fall to the floor. If God's on our side, then he'll stop the next war. Preach love, nothing but. If you're just joining us, my name is Christopher the Conquered, and you're listening to A Conquered Christmas on Iowa Public Radio, Studio One. Amazing organization.
Let us pause in life's pleasures and count its many tears, while we all sup sorrow with the poor. Now there's a song that will linger forever in our ears. Oh, hard times come again no more. While we seek mirth and beauty and music light and gay, there are frail forms fainting at your door. And though their voices are silent, their pleading looks will say now, oh, hard times come again no more. You know, it's the song, the sigh of the weary, talking about it now. Hard times, come again no more. Many days you have lingered, oh, around my cabin door. Oh, hard times, come again no more. Now there's a poor, drooping maiden who's toiled her life away. With a worn-out heart whose better days are over. And though her voice, it would be merry, you know she's sighing all the day. Talking about hard times, come again no more. Now it's a song.
On guitar. Yeah. Please welcome to the stage my band. You've seen them around tonight. That's Drew Salem on the drums, Dan Kripke on the bass, and again, Andrew Reyes on the guitar. All right, this is our final song, and then we're all going to sing a song together. Keep those sheets that are on your table. You're going to need them. If you're listening out there on Iowa Public Radio, somewhere there, or on the internet, if you're streaming, I know we've been all over the country this year. Maybe you're listening from somewhere, and you don't even understand half the words I'm saying. I hope that you get a little bit of beauty out of this. Now, our last musical guest of the evening has a band called the Maytags. This song goes out to anybody who can't come home for Christmas. Hopefully you can find a spot for them in your hearts and send some love out to them, because I think we all want to be home for Christmas. Am I right? Okay.
Bells will be ringing, yeah. It's glad, glad news. Lord, a Christmas to have the blues. My baby's gone, yeah. I have no friends to wish me greetings once again. Choirs will be singing Silent Night, Christmas carols, yeah. I can't lie, it's come home for Christmas. Whew. Come home for Christmas, yeah. If not for Christmas, then on New Year's night, friends and relations. Salutations, sure as the stars shine above. Yes, this is Christmas. It's Christmas, my dear, to be. To be with the one that you love. won't you tell me, yeah, 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 you're never wrong. Christmas and New Year, yeah, I will find you at home. There'll be no more sorrow and no grieving pain. Let me tell you, baby, I'll be happy once again.
The words are on the sheet in front of you. This is a poem. And the idea is to think about people that are gone, times that are gone, as we reach the end of the year and come together with family and friends. And I'd like to, before we sing this together, I'd like to make a toast of my own. Is that okay? Is that okay? Cool. I just saw this drink, like, I don't even know whose it is, but I was like, ah, I can make a toast because there's a drink down here. So let's all raise a glass. Here's my toast that I wrote. It's the only good one I ever wrote. You can do it with family, and you can do it in health. You can do it in love, or you can do it with wealth. And you can do it while drinking alone. And you can do it while thinking that God's got a home. Yes, a home for you way up high in the sky. But there's no good way to grow old and die. Join me in singing.
Should all acquaintance
be forgot and never brought to mind. Sure, all acquaintance.
how we do it in Des Moines. Be nice to everyone you see.